KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint.
K201DA, 88.1 FM King Cove.
KOLD, 91.9 FM Cold Bay.
KFPS, 88.1 FM Falls Pass.
KKQA, 88.1 FM Akutan, Alaska.
She had a bad childhood when she was very young, so don't judge her too badly. She had a schizophrenic mother who worked in the gutter and would have sold herself to the devil gladly. Oh, what a sad environment, a bug-ridden tenement. And when they couldn't pay the rent, it's 'cause her father was out getting liquored. All the stones been cast and blood's thicker than water. And the sins of a family fall on the daughter. Yeah, the sins of a family fall on the daughter. At the age of 16, she had been around more than any girl over 30. And the high IQs who condemned her knew she's a product of poor heredity. It's a fictitious fact when you fall on your back. You can backtrack failure with inspection, without exception. The sins of a family fall on the daughter. Yeah, the sins of a family fall on the daughter. Ah, the devil is open to all of us. Heaven selects a precious few. And it takes some inside pull to get Gabriel to make an angel of you. One can't live a lie, then expect to die. Oh, with a soul in paradise, you know you gotta pay the price like you ought to. Our blood's thicker than water. And the sins of a family fall on the daughter. Yeah, the sins of a family fall on the daughter.
Now, George, I wonder if, first of all, you'd tell me a little bit about your own background before you ever became a Beatle.
Yeah, well, it starts, say, at school, because it's pointless really going back before then, and I probably wouldn't remember anyway. At school, I was a very bad pupil. In fact, I was, you know, probably one of the worst pupils they've ever had in the school. Yeah. But, you know, I realise that now. At the time, you know, I was all for having a good laugh, and if this hadn't have worked, then I don't really know what I would have been doing. Because I left school, I was an electrician for about, or apprentice electrician for about 4 months. And I decided, I remember asking my big brother, you know, would you pack in work and have a go at this if you were me? And he said, well, you know, you might as well, you never know. And he said, if you don't, you're not going to lose anything by, you know, just working in that job.
Was there anything at school that you liked?
The only thing I liked really was art. Mm. And I realised now that it was because the teacher at art was nice fella, and he'd come round and try and, you know, he'd say, well, no, why don't you do it this way? And the others, you know, if you'd go up and say, well, I'm a bit down, and then shout at you and, yeah, or give you a belt in the gob, you know, which didn't really help. Anyway, after school and this job, which only lasted a bit, I joined full-time. Well, the others, Paul and John, were still... John was at our college and Paul was doing an extra year at school, so by the time I'd been at this place for 4 or 5 months, then they were just due out of school, and then we got the opportunity to go to Scotland and then on to Hamburg, and then after that, I just forgot all about, you know, 9 till 5.
I'm sure you did. George, I don't know whether you'd accept this, but it seems to me that you've emerged with the image of, insofar as any of you are ever silent, the silent people.
Well, I think I'm more quiet than the others because I got fed up before the others of all these questions, you know, like, what colour teeth have you got? And all, you know, just stupid questions you've no interest in any longer. And I think everybody, well, all fans, I think they all know what colour eyes we've got and what we drink for, you know, breakfast and all that. And they don't want to know that anymore. So I just shut up until somebody asks me something worth answering.
Yeah. What do you care about most now, George?
Music is my main interest, naturally. And not just pop music, you know, all sorts of things. I like a lot of folk, you know, much more folk than I did, say, a year or two ago. And I like quite a lot of them, you know. And I think Dylan Donovan and, you know, Pete Seeger and Jack Elliott, that type, are the good ones. But as with most music, you know, there's good and bad.
Yeah. George, you've recently started to write rather more than you had in the past. This must have been kind of difficult for you, sitting alongside the two most popular writers in the world today.
Well, I think... I don't know really whether I would have written more songs by now or better songs by now had Paul and John not been with us, because probably I mightn't have even thought of writing songs only for those two. But it was hard trying to get in on it because I didn't want to write... Well, I've written so many songs that I've just thrown away as I've been writing them, because I've wanted, when I've finally recorded one of mine, I've wanted it to be, you know, worth putting on the LP alongside Paul and John's.
Yeah.
I feel now I've got more idea about how to write songs.
Yeah. What about sounds in general, George? Which way do you think we're heading?
More arrangements, definitely. Yeah. You know, just... well, from the songs and the singers that we follow, you know, our favourites, there's each instrument's doing a definite thing. And you can all... You can hear everything if you want to. You know, you can hear a tambourine, even if it's just in the background.
Yeah.
And there's better arrangements coming. And so just generally, you know, I think pop will progress so that every member of the group's doing his own bit rather than, you know, I think the bad thing about some groups is, you know, the lead guitarist likes to be the star, and the drummer likes to be the star, and also the singer's out there in the front, you know, who is the star of the group, and that's all wrong. I think with us, we try and everybody is a bit of, you know, one whole.
Right, George, you've told us how you think and how you work. How do you live now? Do you have a house or are you in a flat?
Yeah, I've been living in a house of my own for about almost 2 years now, because it got... So at one point, it was so bad, you know, for Ringo and I had flats when we first lived in hotels in London. We'd realised we were down here so much, we better get a flat. So Ringo and I shared about 3 or 4 flats, and it worked out we'd have a lease for a few months. And after that, even if we liked the flat, we couldn't stay there because they didn't want us to stay, you know, because of kids and noise and trouble and all that. So I decided the only way is to move out of town. And so I got this house, which I've been in for about 2 years, and it's great.
It's virtually in the country, is it, George?
Is it big? In Surrey. No, it's a bungalow, actually. Oh. But it's built like an Australian ranch house, the man told me who built it.
Yeah.
And it's just like a wandering bungalow, you know, it's sort of bedrooms right down one end, and you can be in bed with all the noise in the world going on in the lounge, and you won't hear it.
Is there a lot of ground around it?
No, not really. No. It's not an acre. No. It's in, but the great thing is it's isolated. It's got by a big wall, which is old sort of National Trust wall, which you can't knock down.
Oh, great. Do you have a staff looking out?
No, just one woman who comes in, cleans up and cooks and smiles.
Nice. Yeah. I don't suppose you're there all that much, are you?
Yeah, well, we're able to be at home much more now because, as everybody probably knows, we're doing less touring and we're just having more time for ourselves and to... We were able to spend more time on recording.
Yeah.
Now we've got more time to think about the things that we do. And so we hope that even if we do less things, that when we do them, they're going to be better than if it was all a big rush. And also, we all enjoy being at home now. You know, the good thing about going away is because you appreciate coming home again.
Yeah,
I'll
bet.
Yeah.
Good. And what about... As a sort of subject rather than any particular aspect of it. Do you want to have a family?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I wonder, do you like kids? Let's put it that way.
Well, I like some kids and I dislike some others, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't see myself being a father yet. I'm too young for that, you know. Okay. I don't mind admiring other people's kids and thinking, oh, coochie coo, isn't he nice? But I don't think I want them for myself right now.
What, is there anything you really do want for yourself right now other than what you've got?
Nothing I'm conscious of. No. I just want to carry on progressing with music.
Yeah.
You know, writing more and just learning more about it.
And being left to live your own life a little bit.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ringo, what's been the most important aspect of being a Beatle to you?
Important?
Yeah.
I was tapping, folks. Your set isn't wrong. I don't know. It's all sort of important in good ways, and it's only important, really, in other ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Could
you say what's pleased you most about it?
To pinpoint it is beyond. I just like being in the Beatles, you know. Yeah. It's the best thing for me anyway.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
What do you find the most enjoyable aspect of life now and the way that the Beatles are operating now, which is on a sort of limited
basis. Yeah, well, it's much nicer, you know. We don't. We used to work every night, practically. We're all always tired and hungry. Yeah. But now we have plenty of time off, you know, and it's great because it doesn't get on top of you. You can just sort of have a rest and then we do a bit of work.
Yeah. What do you do during the time that you're off?
Sit around most of the time. You know, just don't do anything. Just sort of play records, you know, the usual stuff anybody does when they sit around.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be content to do that for the rest of your life, or is there anything that you'd like to do outside of being a musician?
No, there's nothing I'd rather do, you know, really. I mean, I like playing and things like that, but I think I would turn into a blob if it was left to do nothing, you know.
You would do that?
Yes, I could easily turn into a lump of nothing, just sitting on a chair.
How much do material possessions matter to you? Do you need the sort of trappings of luxury now?
I like them, you know, that's why I have them. So I like, it's nice to have a good house and a bit of land. Yeah. And a couple of good, you know, a couple of cars instead of one terrible old car.
Yeah.
I enjoy all that. Well, I mean, anyone would, you know.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. Do you like being a family man?
Yes, I enjoy that too. Because that's good again for me, you see. Because if I sit at home, at least there's something going round. You know, there's the baby slobbering on me or things like that. You know, lovely baby.
Would you like to have more kids?
Yes. They're good fun, you know, they sort of crawl around, break all the ashtrays. And
have you any thoughts about what you'd like your own children to do?
No, I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
Would you be happy to have a
family? That's the worst thing, you know, as soon as the baby arrived, you've got all these sort of, well, you know, what do we do now, you know, if we tell him to do this, is it right? You just have to go along, but I haven't planned anything for him, you know, I just hope he's okay himself, he can make it.
Would you be happy to have a family of blobs all sitting around doing
well, as long as I was one too.
That's what I meant.
I wouldn't mind. That would be okay. Then you'd have no worries, would you?
I guess, no.
And that's what I like, you see, no worries. I hate worries.
Does your sort of outside activities extend to wanting to travel anywhere and really see places that you've maybe been to and not seen as a
No, not yet. No.
Where do you like to go on a holiday, for instance?
Well, we always go somewhere where it's quiet. We sort of phone up the office and say, well, how is it here? And she'll say, oh, it's snow, you know, because we don't know much geography. Well, I don't. And they'll say, well, this is very nice. So we all go there and think, yeah, great, you know, all peaceful and quiet. But after 2 weeks, you know, I get bored after 2 weeks just sitting around doing nothing in the sun, you know. I like to sit at home doing nothing. Sort of, I think because if you do want to do something, you know, it's right there. Yeah. But I always get bored laying around after 2 weeks.
That's very strange.
I don't know, you know. I think it's because I like being home anyway. You know, I love staying at home.
You say you play records and so on. Can you tell us what sort of things, or do you range over a pretty wide field?
I play anything, you know. Just anything.
Are there any artists or musicians that you'd go out of your way to listen to?
Not right out of me. They're on the way into town, it'll be all right. I sort of get mad things, you know. I sort of go potty on people just after hearing one record, and I buy a couple of LPs. And that's it, you know. I may play one of the LPs and then I never bother again. I'm like that with most things, you know. I sort of want things and then I get them and then I get tired.
Like, what other things? Can you think of anything that you felt that way about?
Well, more when I was a kid, you know. I sort of want a bike, give me a bike, you know, spoiled brat. and I'd get a bike and then I'd swap it for a steering cart or something. Then my mother would say, but I paid a lot of money for that bike, and, you know, and some kid made the steering cart in his backyard. And I'd swap that for a TomTom and things like that. I just kept wanting things till I got them, you know.
So even when you were a kid, I mean, obviously your sights were lower than they are now, you were still able to get most of the things you wanted?
Well, I mean, I didn't want much, did I? You know, an £8 bike and things like that. I never wanted anything big, so, you know, just soft little things. Yeah. And I just wanted them, and I tried to get them and got most of them, and then just got rid of them.
So would you say, on the whole, that you've had a fairly easy life?
Yeah, I've had an easy life, yeah. I've never been hungry, never been cold. You know, I've had a good life. I wouldn't change any of it, you know, even the bit before. This bit's much better, mind.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I still wouldn't bother me to go through all the rest again. Because, I, you know...
Are you from a big family or a small family?
I'm the only child.
Ah, well, there you go.
Oh, there you go, you see. Yeah. People say, oh, only child, you must have been spoiled. But I wasn't spoiled where I could have everything because my mother went out to work, mm-hmm. you know, and she was the only one getting any money. So, therefore, I suppose it was one of the reasons I never asked for big things. Mm-hmm. I just asked for little things, which may have seemed big, but they weren't really.
When did you first get interested in music?
When I was about 14 in hospital, they used to have to keep us happy, you know, all the kids, because I was 14. They had a sort of ward band, and the little sort of teacher came along, and she sort of put a big board up with all yellow dots and red dots, and when she pointed to red or yellow or green, the triangles or the drums or, you know, silly little band. It was great fun. Yeah. And I would never play unless she gave me a drum, you see. Uh-huh. So I used to fight for the drums then. And I think that's when I first became interested, and then I used to sort of bang on the desk, on the locker next to the bed and things.
Yeah.
And then I came home, and I put little bits of wire on top of biscuit tins and used to bash them with pieces of firewood, you know. And then I got a 30-bob bass drum, which used to drive them all mad. It was about 15 and a half, I think, 16. And I got this bass drum, you know, just a one-sided bass drum, and I used to bang it, sort of bashing it to the BBC and things like that.
Did you ever have any kind of tuition at all, or was the whole thing...
I had about three lessons. I sort of, once I got interested and sort of said, right, I'll go and read music and learn how to play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And only I went to this little man in, you know, it was just in a house sort of thing, and he played drums, and he sort of said, get a manuscript, and he wrote it all down. And I never went back, you know. After that, I couldn't be bothered, you know, it was too routine for, you know, all that paradiddles and that, and I couldn't stand it. I don't think I'd ever bother learning now, you know.
No. Well, OK, Ringo, I think that sort of takes us to the end. It's time I let you go and do some more legging about, isn't it?
Thanks a lot then, Brian. Well, all the best.
To work in the morning, but it doesn't mean that's where I'm going. And 'cause my meals are cooked when I return, baby, I want you to know it doesn't mean that's all you've been doing. 'Cause I could be in the street playing the game, and you could be alone doing the same darn thing. 'Cause when you cheat on a love that's true, oh, tell me now, who's cheating who? My nights out with the boys don't have to be with boys at all. And when you go to visit your mother, baby, oh yes, I know, her name could easily change to Paul. When someone gives you love, it's like money in the bank. But if you take and never return, you've got to come up blank. 'Cause when you cheat on a love that's true, oh, tell me now, who's cheating who?
Who's cheating who?
If you give up the good for what's good, maybe.
Who's cheating?
If you steal the bread that feeds your baby. If you ignore your alarm and sleep right on, you gain more sleep, but your job might be gone. All my nights out with the boys don't have to be with boys at all. But when you go to visit your mother, babe, I just want to let you know, I know her name could easily change to Paul. When someone gives you love, it's like money in the bank. But if you take and never return, you've got to come out blank. 'Cause when you cheat on a love that's true, oh, baby, now who's cheating who?
Who's cheating who?
I
want you to tell me now, baby.
Who's cheating?
Who's cheating you? Oh, yeah, now.
Who's cheating?
I wonder if you know what I'm talking about now.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
My love tonight. Love me, love me, love me so. And never, never let me go. Hold me, hold me, hold me right. Tonight, tonight, my love tonight. Kiss me, kiss me more. Make me feel like I've been born. Hold me, hold me, hold me right. Tonight, tonight, my love, tonight. Forever, I will love you forever. Yes, I will. The mandolins are playing, the moon above is saying, it's love, it's love. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me warm. Make me feel like I've been born. Hold me, hold me, hold me right. Tonight, tonight, my love, tonight.
Got a sad, sad tale to tell. I need a place to go and weep.
Where's this place called Lonely Street?
A place where there's just lonely. Bring forgetfulness, where broken dreams and memories meet.
Where's this place called Lonely Street?
Perhaps upon someone such as I, who came to bury broken dreams and watch an old love die. If I could find that lonely street, dim lights bring forgetfulness, where broken dreams and memories meet.
Where's this place called Lonely Street?
Where's this place called?
loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. You ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so exciting. Won't need bright lights, no, no we won't. Make our own lightning. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to groove me.
No, won't tell a soul we're gone to.
Respect back up home. Hey, 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 now. Hey. it so bad. It makes me feel so bad. It makes me hurt so bad to see you again. Like needles and pins, people say you've been making out okay. She's in love, don't stand in her way. But let me tell you that it hurts so bad. It makes me feel so bad. It's gonna hurt so bad if you walk away. Why don't you stay and let me make it up to you? Stay, I'll do anything you want me to. You loved me before, please love me again. I can't let you go back to him. Please don't go, please don't go. It hurts so bad.
It hurts so bad.
Don't break, it hurts so bad.
It hurts so bad.
Don't break, it
hurts so bad.
I'm begging you, please. Please don't go, please don't go. It hurts so bad.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
She.
Oh, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody, no. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Don't leave me alone. Come on home.
KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint and 88.1 FM K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
Peppermint twist,
round and round, up and down, round and round, up and down, round and round and up and down, and 1, 2, 3, kick, 1, 2, 3, jump.
45th Street. Well, a peppermint twist is me. And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist. It's alright all night. It's alright. It's okay all day. It's okay. And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist. Hey, 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 hey.
To be public enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew
days is to welcome the sun in the morning dew. Acting upon reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them.
I want a good
tonight, and I'll come to you.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
The guy.
River is wide.